Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here, First Works Baptist Church here in Anaheim Hills, California. Recently, Pastor Joe Jones of Shield of Faith Baptist Church has been preaching a lot of heresy, telling people they don't have to fear God and that fearing God is a wrong motivator to serve Him and God's not going to punish you and all this hyper-grace type of heretical teachings that not only contradicts the Bible, but even flies in the face of what fundamental Baptist pastors have been preaching for years. Well, recently he preached another sermon on Sunday on the subject of hyper grace, where he indirectly talks about yours truly in an attempt to attack me. Here's the clip.
I know and have heard people, and we've shown you guys clips of them saying, you're in disobedience and you're going to spend eternity in shame and everlasting contempt. Why hasn't anybody from their side called that out yet?
Now, why he didn't call me out by name, I don't know. Maybe he's scared. But his church members did go on social media to post the clip calling me a heretic. Here's the clip. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So the Bible's telling, by the way, contempt means shame. It means loss. Okay. I don't think this is referring to someone who's going to hell.
Right.
I think this is referring to someone who's actually suffering loss that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3.
Yeah.
They're going to be ashamed. Why? Because they're not getting nothing. In fact, do you remember in Timothy where it says, if we deny him, he will also what? Deny us. Will he deny our salvation? No, he'll deny us rewards.
Amen.
Now you put yourself in those shoes. You're in heaven. You're about to get your rewards and you don't get nothing. How shameful, how ashamed will you feel on that day? In fact, some to shame and everlasting contempt. You will be there for all of eternity knowing that you didn't get nothing when you got there.
Now I agree wholeheartedly with what I said in that sermon. You know, I believe that the fear of loss is a great motivator and incentive to motivate Christians to serve Christ even when they don't feel like doing it. Why? Because they don't want to lose out on the eternal rewards. Now, is it possible that I misapplied Daniel chapter 12? Of course. But here's the thing. The concluding principle of that sermon still applies. The fear of loss is a great incentive to help Christians serve Christ even when they don't feel like doing it because they don't want to suffer loss at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, let's just say for a minute that I just doubled down on Daniel chapter 12, which, by the way, I don't even think is a dangerous doctrine. But let's just say I doubled down on it and I'm wrong about it, but I'm just going to double down on it. I'm going to believe it wholeheartedly. I think that I'm going to suffer eternal shame when I get to heaven if I don't do works for Christ. That actually does not change the outcome whatsoever. Because if I double down on that doctrine and I serve Christ for the rest of my life believing that, when I get to the judgment seat of Christ, I'm not going to be greeted with, hey, here's your misinterpretation of Daniel chapter 12. No, what I'm actually going to be greeted with is, here's your rewards for serving Christ. So I much rather believe my misinterpretation of Daniel chapter 12 than to believe what Joe Jones is preaching out of Shield of Faith Baptist Church, which is dangerous, which is detrimental to the Christian life, and will incur the wrath of God upon your life. Well, what I believe is just the fear of loss. Serving God because you fear God, serving God also because you don't want to lose out on the rewards. But you know, the proof is in the pudding. Let's compare the fruit of Shield of Faith Baptist Church to the fruit of First Works Baptist Church. Because if he's so gracious and kind and he just doesn't preach any judgment, he's not condemning, you know, his church should be filled with people who are just winning souls to Christ, loving the Lord. They're as gracious as he is. Here's a post from one of my church members. He's been coming to church since last Easter. He was reached by one of my church members. And this is what he had to say about my legalistic ministry here. This is what legalism produces at First Works Baptist Church. It says, 1 year ago, I came to First Works BC as someone new to the faith looking for the truth. God really blessed me with this church and everyone in it, especially Pastor Wild Olive Tree. I got saved, baptized, married in this church and will always hold a special place in my heart. I've also been blessed to bring some of my closest friends here that now come every Sunday. I'm excited to see what the next year holds. Praise God. Now, mind you, this guy is three to thrive, meaning he goes to every church service. And I rip about going to every church service. I rip about reading your Bible. I rip about going souling. I rip about keeping sin out of your life. And I tell them, and he can attest to this, that I tell them, if you don't, God's going to punish you. But yet here he is, three to thrive, winning souls. He gets married. His wife comes to church. She wins souls. They love the Lord. That's the fruit of First Works Baptist Church. And in fact, this last Easter, we had 242 people in attendance with four baptisms. Now, let's compare that to the fruit of Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Here's what one of his church members said about a pastor.
Hello, my name is Brother Canyon Steineke from Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I actually just got back from the Jones' house. We just were watching Baywatch and drinking beer and, you know, putting on some barbecue and, you know, enjoying our sanctification as we go to heaven due to God's hyper grace for us. And yes, we absolutely believe that. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that you are the heretic, you albino nigger.
Yeah, real gracious there. These are the words of a person who doesn't have the fear of God in his heart. Very wicked, vile, disgusting church members. That's the fruit of Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And I challenge Pastor Joe Jones to go in and flip the camera around when you have your church services, and let's see who you have in your church. Go ahead and post your soul winning numbers. Go ahead and post your attendances, and let's hear some testimonies from your people. Oh, wait, we already did. Rebuking other pastors, saying all manner of evil, and making a mockery of sin.